Invest Atlanta's stamp of approval was seen as a formality, but at one point during the board meeting, Mayor Kasim Reed, who acts as board chair, took issue with another board member's opposition.
That's not true. I wrote that legislation.
Well, sir.
So when you conclude, are you going to make a speech or ask a question?
Well, so I'm going to finish that.
Okay. You finish.
Reed was taking on Julian Bean, who ended up being the lone vote against the deal. Bean said the hundreds of millions of dollars in public funds could be better used elsewhere.
You could add a wing to the aquarium. You could finish up the National Center for Civil and Human Rights. There are a lot of things that you could do with that kind of money.
After the meeting, however, Reed touted the 8-to-1 vote. He said it showed the board understood the stakes and the need to lock in the Falcons long term.
Every example where a sports team moved to the suburbs in favor of the downtown has been a long-term bad decision for that city. Every example.
About $200 million of the project's billion-dollar price tag will come from the city's hotel-motel tax. Another $30 million of public and private money has been set aside for community improvement in the struggling areas surrounding the proposed stadium. Part of the deal includes a provision that says no bonds can be issued until community benefit agreements are reached with those neighborhoods. Yvonne Jones, chair of the Neighborhood Planning Unit of English Avenue in Vine City, attended the meeting and said she was grateful to see the project move forward.
The community benefits agreement, the way that it's structured, we are very excited about the possibilities, and we look forward to working with all the people that are going to be participating in the project.
Team officials are still working on a site location, but have it narrowed down to 2 spots. No matter which is the ultimate location, the team expects the new stadium to be finished by 2017. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.